Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone and welcome back to another Super Rugby podcast with your hosts Damien Warren and
Toby Harris.
Toby, although there hasn't been any international rugby being played, I have watched some wonderful matches over the weekend.
There's been a lot of rugby.
Huge
amount of rugby. We've got the Premiership, we've got the Mitre 10, we've got the...
We're keeping an eye on the Ultimate Rugby Championship as well.
The United... Why did you say Ultimate? You just thought that's what it was called.
Well, you're wrong. I'm wrong. It's United.
Yes.
It should be the Ultimate. The Ultimate.
But it's not slightly, really
slightly
Ultimate.
Slightly better than the Rugby Championship. Ship.
Is it?
No, of course it's not.
I was going to say, crikey. Are you feeling well?
We have got a lovely email from one of our supporters, and I'm going to chuck over to you to read it.
Right, so this is from Kane. Why are you laughing?
I just love
it. I'm about to make a hash of this, aren't I? I haven't read it through, but hopefully I'll be okay.
All I've got to say is I love putting you on the spot.
Good luck.
Over to you, big fella.
Hi, lads. Long-time listener, first-time caller. But he hasn't actually called in.
Mate, that's called humour.
Yes.
I know you wouldn't know much about that.
Oh, well, I was just trying to make it funny, and you've just gone, flat-lined me. Cheers, mush. Love the pod. Equal parts silliness.
Don't know what he's talking about.
Nope. Entertainment and information.
That's me. Entertainment's you. Information's...
Information. We've got nothing that's informative.
Well, I think you've got nothing that's informative, but go on. Anyway.
Refreshing that you don't take yourselves too seriously. Anyway, moving on. Being a Kiwi in the UK for the past 20 years, you both remind me consistently of what it was like growing up playing the game in New Zealand. I played in various positions along the back line, but had one go in the forwards when I was 13. So
Can I just say, Kane, if you've had various goes in different positions in the back line, obviously you haven't really been good enough to play any of them, so they've eventually got to the point at the age of 13, have a go on the forward side.
Mate, oh, that's harsh. That's harsh on Kano. Righto. We were playing Tiano, I think it's called,
yep.
College, away, and we must have been short of the forwards that day. So okay, I'm guessing this is his embarrassing story.
I think, Kane, you'll find, as I've just said, you weren't short of a forward. They just wanted to get you out of the back line.
You can hide somewhere there. Although he could have played winger. You can hide someone on the wing.
Oh, yeah. I'm guessing he wasn't quick. Because you can't hide a slow man on the wing.
Mate.
Kane, I'm being
harsh today.
I am. But anyway, go on.
Anyway, Because the coach put me in at 7, so short forwards that day. I was keen to give it a crack, thinking like a back, how hard could it be?
Many. Oh. I mean, we will be there. Yeah, we're both backs. And we're like, look at it and go, yeah, no, easy. What do they do? What do they do? They don't score any tries.
Flop on each other.
Yeah, they, you know, pushing the scrums. Pushing the scrums, jumping the line out. Happy days. Oh. Everything's good. Have you ever played in the forwards?
So, sevens. When I first started sevens, because I was taller than the rest, they put me in, quickly put me out.
I think you'll find I started off on the forwards because I was a big unit, right? Started off at prop.
You still are a big unit, Mosh.
Started at prop, then went to second row, right? Then loose forwards. Then I was in the backs and never looked back.
Mate, you just call it too quick for the forwards.
That's too skillful for the back row.
That's why they put me up a back. That thought was soon smashed down my spine at the bottom of the first ruck. Oh, we've all been there as well. Oh, with so many forwards on top of me, I couldn't breathe and proceeded to squeak like some kind of baby toy that they all got on top of. Right. The rest of the first half, I was late to every ruck, having not run those lines before. Rubbish. And glad of it. Yeah, I can see that. Half-time came and my dad gave me a couple of pointers about running lines. As I re-entered the second half in a state
of deluded confidence.
Yeah. Good word, that. That only my father could give you, or a father could give you. Only to find the Tiano had switched their backs with their forwards. Maybe they saw you in the forwards and were like, we'll give it a crack.
we can't be as bad as him.
I was actually relieved to start with until their scrum ran straight over ours, at the top of ours. Their backs pushed twice as hard when we got up. We could see their forwards are standing there in the back line laughing and applauding. Anyway, it was a very long second half and I never played in the forwards again. Still love the game though, eh? Keep up the good work, Kane.
Legend Kane. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yes, that's a good story.
And thank you for murdering the story many, many times.
Actually, do you know what? I think I did pretty well, but you interrupted so much. So I think it was actually you today.
My first point on this is I like how he's gone. Oh, how hard can it be? And I like, secondly, how obviously the opposition felt so sorry for them that they swapped their backs with their forwards. And actually, their backs were like, how hard can it be? Yeah. That wasn't that hard. Love it. Oh,
they're a
love
good
it.
Rugby school. I wonder what school he was playing.
Yeah, let us know, Kane. Yeah. Let us know. But I love the fact he's 20 years in the UK because that's pretty much exactly what I am as well. And you kind of do forget what it's like in New Zealand, don't you? You do. Mate, we're over to...
Breaking news.
Breaking news, kindly supported by...
Super XV.
Rugby website.
Do I need to say that
no,
every...
No, mate, that's I'm dovetailing you.
Oh, okay.
I'm dovetailing you.
Dovetailing me, wow.
First up, Ian Foster.
Ooh.
Has basically said that the All Blacks have been successful in their rugby championships result. Do you agree or disagree with Fozzie?
Well, they've won, so yes.
If you were him, would you be concerned at the way that they finished?
Yes.
Yes. And when I talk about finished, I mean Argentina and South Africa or just South Africa?
I think there were points in the Argentinian games that were a bit like... you know, umming and ahhing about it. But we got through them. And the Argentines have done that to us before. I know they beat us last year. But then previous to that, they've actually been reasonably close games.
I can't remember. I mean, we did set a record against them in the first game. So, you know, we arguably people will be saying, you've done really well.
Yes.
I think that Kane's dad's had a yarn with Fozzie and he's gone in with deluded confidence because I can see this ending very badly for the All Blacks. Like, I really can't. I can see us getting to the World Cup and qualifying, but losing in the quarters. It's going to be another...
Losing in the quarters?
It's going to be another French match where we go in thinking that we're all okay.
Why is your confidence so low at
just
the moment?
That, you know,
Can I just say, 2019 World Cup, was it a success?
Well, it is on 2019?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
We lost to England. Any loss to England is a disgrace.
Yes, I totally agree with you, 100%. We got third, though.
You mean the third is
second
best.
I know, but the thing is that
we had the team.
We're getting riled up, but we still got third.
Yeah, mate, but we had the team, we had the players.
We didn't have the game plan.
We didn't have the game plan.
That's what it came down
to. That's the issue.
You know, that's the crux of it.
That's the crux of it, is that we could have set three in a row, you know, winning three World Cups in a row. And
But also that's boring, isn't it? Let's be honest. It's boring watching the same team.
So are you saying it was good that South Africa won that World Cup?
I hated it, but yeah, in the scheme of things...
Better than England.
Oh,
is
far
basically
out.
What you're trying to say.
So good.
Now, my worry is this: Fozzie has been a big part of why we lost that World Cup with his game plan of how to break down fast defence, and he still hasn't solved that problem 2-3 years on. That's my issue.
But has he got it? Has he got it waiting in the wings? Are we going to look back after the World Cup and go, he knew all along?
No chance.
No, I think you're right. I hope you're wrong, but I think you're right.
He can't even pick. He can't even pick the right players.
No,
let alone pick a game plan to. You know, we're kind of like, we knew what South Africa were going to do in the first test.
Yes.
And we just won.
We just won.
And then in the second test, they played a little bit differently and caught us off the hop.
I'm sorry, but I'm still sorry. And I know South Africa should have won that game, but...
They should have won both games.
Yes, but how we lost that...
Yes, I know. How we lost it was interesting.
But I know, but, South Africa should have won both of those games earlier.
Do you think there's any chance? Because we are going to go and play France.
Yes.
In the Autumn Internationals.
Yes.
Do you think we'll beat France?
Yes.
Yeah, I do think as well we'll beat France. But then again, we'll have that deluded confidence that everything's okay.
Correct.
When it's not.
Mm.
And he still doesn't know who his 10 is.
Nope.
15. Doesn't know who his 15 is.
Well,
doesn't know
more now, though.
Doesn't know who his 13 is. Doesn't know who his wings are. He's still, still after the... You think the World Cup, we lost to England, right?
Yes.
And we did not play our normal starting back line.
No.
So that back line that had been playing for us, the Rolls Royces, the Sonny Bill Williams, the Ryan Crotties, the who was at fullback in those days, Ben Smith, didn't play.
No.
It didn't play. I mean, and then they played the game after against Wales and we played fantastic.
It absolutely killed them.
Yeah, anyway, let's move on to your story, mate.
Yes. King Carlos.
Oh, love King Carlos.
Back on the scene. So...
Can I just say, when I read that title, I thought, he's back playing.
Imagine. I wouldn't be surprised. So he's been all over, really, hasn't he? He's been all over. He's been the Blues. He's been Hurricanes. He's been Wellington for the NPC. Been in South Africa. He's been in Japan. But where is he now, Damo?
He's gone to America.
He's gone to America. NOLA.
You know, he's...
Who are they? Who are they? They're the LA, but what, you know, what's that?
The Gold?
Yes, I can see that. But it's the LA Gold, but I don't know what the NO stands for. Someone can you help us out?
Yes, please.
Actually, I'll help us out by Googling.
I didn't realise he's 45. He just looks younger than that. I can't believe
he only played
44 tests. As well.
New Orleans Gold.
New Orleans Gold,
right, so
yeah.
Nothing to do with LA.
And he's only going across as an assistant coach. Which, will he ever be the main coach? He doesn't come across to me like a main coach, does he?
No, I feel like he'd be too matey.
He's got a hell of a goatee, though.
He
I'd
looks,
pick him on his goatee.
He looks like a hard bugger there, doesn't he?
Yeah. I do agree that I think he's a good man to have in the changing rooms type thing.
Yeah.
You know, he saw the game so well when he played. You know, he seems like a good guy to have around for 10s and maybe 15s to, you know, try and open up their vision a bit more. So it'd be really interesting because I'm a big fan of his, but I don't think – I think he's going to have to go overseas to really sort of ply his trade in the coaching. Yeah. There's too much quality in New Zealand for him to get another sniff around there, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
Mate, my next story is Ma Nonu.
Oh, what a man. Hero.
What a man. And I was surprised by this story because Ma Nonu makes a shock New Zealand rugby return. I don't think it's that shock. And I think, come on, get him back in that Pacifica team for Super Rugby.
But how old is he? Is he 39?
39 years young. The story I love about the story is he went and played for the East Coast Boys in the Heartland Championship, right?
East Coast is me.
What really surprised me was East Coast, I think, were on a 54-match losing streak.
They were on an eight-year losing streak.
An eight-year.
8 years.
And and they played my team, Buller. They played my team, Buller, mate.
There you go. What was the score?
Buller consists of about 3,000 people.
East Coast is about 250.
Yeah, East Coast is big. I can remember going and playing against East Coast Boys, and Frank Bunce is playing against us. Buncey. Unbelievable. So it wasn't just him, though. It was Rico Gear.
Yeah.
Rico Gear was playing as well.
Rico Gear, he was good. He was underrated.
Underrated player, big time. Yeah, really underrated, wasn't he? Did he play, how many games did he play for the All Blacks?
It says here 14.
Because didn't Jose play?
Yeah, he was good too.
Did he play more?
No, less. Rico played more.
Rico played
more. It says here also that Sam Kane made a return for the King Country.
Yeah, he couldn't get a game out because I think their game got cancelled.
Right.
The Chiefs game got cancelled. So therefore he went and played for the King Country.
Yeah, normally he plays for Bay of Plenty, doesn't he? That's his team.
I thought it was King Country.
I don't know.
But anyway, Ma Nonu comes back and plays. How good would that be for those young kids playing with them and against them?
Definitely.
To be learning their trade. But the great picture is he's riding in on a horse.
Yeah.
It's going to be like Pablo Montero riding in on the horse for the Crusaders.
A whip, a licorice whip.
I have to say, I can't wait for Pablo Montero to play for the Crusaders. It's going to be immense.
He might not even get a start, mate.
He will definitely get a start.
Sean Wainui.
Oh, yes. Not a nice one.
No, not a nice one. 25 years old, you know. So Sean Wainui, New Zealand rugby player for the Chiefs, Waikato. Played for the New Zealand Maldives, very, very good player. Scored 5 tries against the Waratahs, which is still a record, or which is a record. He was in a car accident.
A one car accident. Yep. He's hit a tree
near Tauranga. So he's passed away, unfortunately, which is sad, really, isn't it? You know, 10 times for the Maldi All Blacks and then 44 times for the Chiefs.
Father.
Yeah.
Husband, obviously.
Yeah.
Real sad. And I think when the story broke, we both sort of said to each other, that's what happens in New Zealand. You know, if you're all going between one place to another place, often you're going above the speed limit.
Yeah.
And you either get a head-on crash or crash into a tree like he did. And you're really going at some clip.
Yeah.
When that happens. So
it's just unfortunate.
Really unfortunate. I haven't heard if there was anything else related to it. So,
no, I haven't heard if it's, you know, alcohol or drugs, but...
Maybe, you know, he could have just got a flat tire and then veered off. We just do not know, do we? But really, really sad story. Mate, I'm going to try and change up the mood.
Yes,
You kind of brought the mood down a little bit, didn't you?
We had to sort of say it, didn't we? It's rough.
We've got Tom Curry, who went on the British Lions tour, has come out and criticised Warren Gatland's tactics of how he wants to play. Now, actually reading through the story, I'm not sure whether or not he has criticised the tactics. he criticised the tactics of the team that played on that day and did say they played too narrowly, but he hasn't gone as far as saying, you know, Gatland got it completely wrong. He did say that they could have been better prepared. Is that a swipe at Gatland? You'd have to say maybe it is.
I think this is one where the media is just...
Yeah, get their little claws in, don't they?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you think that Gatland got his game plan wrong?
It's easy to say it when the game's finished. You know, obviously it's easy, but... And it's easy to say they got it wrong when they lost.
Yeah, I mean, for those that didn't see it, they played incredibly narrow. There was so much kicking. There wasn't any running rugby from either team.
No, it was. I think the kicking game suited the Lions, though.
Do you know what it is? I think the fact that the Lions won the first test went against them. Because I think if they had lost the first test, they would have had to change their game.
Yeah.
And the fact that they won it, they thought, okay, well, we can match them. We can beat them up. We can win like this. So therefore, that's our recipe for success.
Yeah.
And actually, the reason why they lost is because South Africa hadn't played. They haven't played any, international since the World Cup final, and they were a bit cold. And then going into match 2 and 3, they'd been a little bit better each time.
Well, they just hit the straps, didn't they?
So did Gatland get it wrong? Absolutely. He could have picked a team that ran round South Africa, but he picked a team that tried to run over them.
Yeah.
And then they didn't manage it.
That's the sort of the way England, the Welsh, the not necessarily Irish, but the Scottish, you know, they try to pick big people.
Big units.
You know, to try and... But they do, though, don't they?
They do, yeah.
You know, they try to barge through rather than...
And the same for the South Africa. But South Africa, the difference is, South Africa, if they want to, could play an expansive game, couldn't they?
Definitely.
I think there's a story, mate, about Sonny Bill.
Sonny Bill Williams has lifted the lid on life of drugs, alcohol and womanizing.
I never thought he would have done such a thing.
No.
A man that looks like him.
Not Sonny Bill.
Those shorts so small.
Oh, that shirt so tight.
I mean, he did really bring in the shorts that were like...
Far too short.
That were far too tight.
He was just a big guy, though. But, you know...
What I do like about the story is, and I'm not a massive religious person, but I think he does talk about the fact that he's growing up and he has put that behind him. And thanks to his Muslim beliefs, he has kind of reflected on his life and realized he didn't do things right all the time.
Yeah, but the thing about Sonny Bill was he was a superstar when he was so young, you know, with the Bulldogs.
Unbelievable, wasn't he?
NRL, you know, so he got in the limelight young. He was immature, he was good looking, lots of money. I'm sure there were lots of females or males around him.
Yeah.
You know, and he's young and immature, so that, to be fair, that doesn't give him the right to actually do that, but...
My question to you is, if you were in his situation, would you have done anything differently? I'm not sure I would, is what I'm trying to say.
I'd like to think that I would, but, you know, I don't actually know how young he was when he made his debut. Made his debut at 18.
Yeah.
But was homesick and lonely, quickly began to suffer from depression and began to take drugs. There you go. So that's why he got into it in the first place.
Yeah. I like him, though, actually, Sonny Bill. I think he's a really good commentator.
Don't you mean Sonny Bill?
Sonny Bill. He's a really good commentator, and he's got a lot of knowledge to pass on to the world of rugby.
Mate, you're talking rubbish, but... You know, I know you're good at that, so you keep doing that. Waterboy incident again.
Ah, yeah, I know.
In the Premiership this time.
Do you know, it's an easy solution, isn't it? Well, water boys should be boys with water, not players that haven't quite made the squad. That's all I've got to say.
Oh, coming back from injury.
It should be some kids from your local school.
Nah, because they'll... Yeah, nah.
Who run on and get to give water to their heroes.
Nah.
Simple. Right? Done. Dusted. They're not going to get in fights. They're not going to mic up and tell...
Do you know what it should be? It should be if there's points being scored, as in like a try,
yeah,
then you have your drink under the posts. Otherwise,
You don't need water boys at all then, do you? You just need a table with water on it.
No, but you just need someone with a big bag, put the waters there when there's been points scored or something. They shouldn't be coming on 24/7. Because if you think about it...
All day. They're coming on all day. Mate, the game only lasts for 2 hours.
They're coming in a lot. And if you look at sort of football...
Yeah.
They don't come on at all.
Yeah, fair comment. And they do a heck of a lot more running around than rugby.
Definitely. Yeah. You think about...
Thought of that, actually. Never thought that footballers don't, and they don't.
No, they don't.
No, I can't remember a water bottle being thrown on or off.
I mean, maybe sometimes if there's like an injury, then they'll go to the side for a sip. But,
yeah,
you know, they don't. And I don't know why.
And you know what? Cricket, they're in the sun all day.
They have they have specific water breaks.
They have specific water breaks. But, you know, we're talking about playing all day in the sun.
Yeah.
So you're absolutely right. Yeah. We do not need water boys anymore.
I mean, I still think we need the water boys, but they shouldn't be anywhere near the pitch while the game is actually, like, running.
Yes. And they shouldn't come on.
They shouldn't come on for scrums. They shouldn't for waiting out for line outs.
To cut a long story short, a water boy... After, I think, was it in the Harlequins game, he's got into a fight.
With a Wasps player.
With a Wasp player.
Yeah.
Was it Wasps? I'm not sure.
It was, yeah.
It was. Harlequins versus Wasps.
Yeah.
And it's just another incident. We obviously had the South African incident where the water boys challenged the referee, the touch judge. And we just don't need them.
No.
Don't need them. I do agree, on really, really hot days, maybe you have a water break.
Had it, didn't they? Oh, no, they had it for football.
They had
it for the soccer football. They used to have a little two-minute water break halfway through a half.
Makes perfect sense. Mate, let's skip over the last one because we need to get on to the results.
Yes.
So do you want to go over the English Premiership?
I will do. Saracens absolutely thrashed Bath 71-17. And then London Irish drew with Gloucester 25-25.
Final kick of the game, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's good. Falcons beat Bristol Bears 13-5. Riveting match. It was Exeter Chiefs that played the Wasps.
Yes, Exeter Chiefs.
Chiefs beat the Wasps 27-23. Leicester Tigers again winning and absolutely thrashing the Worcester Warriors 48-3.
They were really good.
Yeah.
They were really good.
Was Nandolo good?
Nandolo was really good.
What a guy.
He was really good.
And then Sale Sharks.
Pipped Harlequins.
28-22.
Not a great game. One of the, you know, Harlequins have played some wonderful rugby over the last 18 months. This was not their finest moments.
Well, they've been doing quite well this season, actually.
They've done really well. But this might be a little, maybe, chink. Can they keep playing the way they have played?
Hmm.
Tabai Mattson coming in. Maybe we might see them dipping down in performance.
I'm just really surprised about Bristol.
I have to say I'm really surprised as well because they've got a good squad. Yeah, some really good players, some of the world's best players.
Definitely.
They've got a very good coach.
Yep.
They're just not performing. And I think that confidence, it's like if you learn how to win, it's hard to lose. If you learn to lose, it's hard to win.
Definitely.
That's what's happening to them at the moment.
So that leaves Leicester Tigers well and truly on top. I know they've got a game in hand from a couple of people. Harlequins still in second. Saracens there as well on equal points with the Exeter Chiefs. Northampton Saints and Falcons are still in touch.
I would say that top four is, I think, that's what it's going to stay.
Do do you think?
Yeah, I can see that Saracens...
Sail Sharks, they're not going to come into it?
Yeah, no, Sail Sharks, they're definitely will improve when they get all their players back as well.
Yeah.
But I can just see Leicester, very, very strong. Harlequins...
Which is weird because they weren't really...
Oh, 2 years ago, they were shocking.
Yeah, they were bottom of the league, really, weren't they?
They could have got, if it had been not ring-fenced...
Yes.
And I think Saracens went down because of the points.
Yep.
They would have gone down at that point.
Yeah.
But I can see Exeter staying up there. Saracens definitely. I think maybe Harlequins is the only one that I could see dropping out. But I don't even think that'll happen. I think that'll
Harlequins
be the top four.
Harlequins have got a good team though, don't they?
Top four, mate. Top four is that. Well, we'll see. Because, you know, Bath and Bristol, you know, good squads as well. But can they get up there? It's going to be really tight. It's going to be genuinely... You know, got a number of teams that could win.
I'll do the next one, mate. I'll do the Bunnings NPC, and then you can do the last one, eh?
All right.
Wellington beat Manawatu 36-16.
Yeah.
Waikato lost to Taranaki 33-26. Otago beat Northland, end-to-end country, 24-13. Oh, no. Oh, no. Ooh, Canterbury mate. Lost.
That's why you wanted to do it.
Yeah. To Hawke's Bay, 45-26. God, you actually were like, wait, what's wrong? What's happened?
Do you know there's four rounds left, right? There's four rounds left. I'm still predicting that Canterbury are going to make the top four.
Oh, to be fair, they could still make the top four. So that leaves Hawke's Bay, Wellington, Waikato, Tasman, and then we've got Canterbury still in it.
I just want to point out here that Taranaki,
yep,
beating Waikato. Waikato are third in the premiership. Taranaki are first in the championship, and Taranaki outplayed Waikato.
Taranaki are class, though. They've got more points than anyone else.
Yeah, they absolutely class.
But it's a weird system, isn't it?
They've played six and won six.
Yeah, it's a weird system because...
It's a ridiculous system.
Yeah,
isn't it? They've played six games and won all six games, but they can't go through to the premiership until next season.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know, they've beaten everyone they've played. Fantastic. Love it. Right, mate, we're over to the United Rugby Championship. Cardiff Rugby beat the Sharks. So the Sharks lose again, 23-17. Munster beat Connacht in a very dubious fashion, I might add, 20 points to 18. Edinburgh beating the Bulls, 17-10. Leinster smashing the Scarlets, 50-15. Benetton just losing to the Ospreys, 26-29. Zebre, 6. Glasgow Warriors, 17. The Dragons losing to the Stormers. So the Stormers are the only team from South Africa that have won, and Ulster winning against the Lions 26-10. So that means that Ulster are top, Leinster second, Munster, Glasgow.
So all of those teams haven't lost. Oh, Glasgow have, but all the others haven't lost. So it'll be interesting to see when they start playing each other.
Benetton are ahead of the Stormers.
Yeah.
They're ahead of the Lions, they're ahead of the Sharks, they're ahead of the Bulls. Benetton. A club in Italy. I mean, it's embarrassing.
That says it all, doesn't it?
That's embarrassing.
That says it all.
I know that they've still got some players to come back. I don't care. That's embarrassing. Seriously embarrassing.
Mate, what caught your eye?
Oh, well, apart from your gazing eyes across the room, sir.
Wow.
Now, what caught my eye, mate, was Hawke's Bay, Ranfurly Shield. They've held it. They beat Canterbury at home for the first time, I think, since 1965.
Really?
How good's that? Hawke's Bay were on fire.
Hawke's Bay used to be, and obviously are now, good. You know, they had a good team, and they obviously still do, but they're underrated. A bit like Taranaki.
A bit like Tasman were underrated.
Yeah, true.
That's what's great about the NPC, is you get these... You get these players, for one, that come out of the woodworks. You get the teams that come together and play with such great pride because they're properly playing for where they grew up.
I once watched a Ram Furley Shield match, Poverty Bay, I think it was versus Auckland.
My favourite ground I've ever played at, Poverty Bay.
Rugby Park.
Yeah, Rugby Park. Yeah. Great name.
Great name.
What's played there?
Golf. Actually, to be fair, there is a golf course just over the fence.
It's great stadium. Great, it's not stadium. It's a great stand.
It's a stand, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a stand, eh?
But yeah, I watched it there and we got absolutely drummed. And then I remember watching Ma'anonu running out for Wellington. No, it was the Hurricanes.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure who they were playing, but the theme tune was Hurricanes. Hurricanes.
Hurricanes.
Oh, it's like beautiful.
Rugby Park. It's like Rugby Park, mate. So inventive.
Great theme tune.
You know that those rugby chants like, you know, I want to be a Beadian Ranger or I want to be a Gisborne Boys Ranger and all that?
No, don't know what you mean.
Well, those rugby chants, right, when I grew up, I thought that those chants were made for my school.
It was like 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Not the king, not the queen, but Wainui's hockey team.
Yeah, I thought they came up with these, especially for my school, until I went to another school and exactly the same chants, just names changed.
Hey, who stole it? You copied us.
Copyright infringement. Mate, what else caught my eye, which we've already mentioned, is the South African team still finding it tough.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming.
No.
I thought they would go. I'm going to be man enough to say that I thought that the South African teams would run away with it.
I'm not sure they'd run away with it because you've still got like Leinster and Munster and that
sort
of thing.
They never play their those teams very rarely play their internationals.
Well, they must be now. They won't be playing them shortly, though.
No.
Because the, you know, the Autumn International. So that means that those other teams might catch up with them.
Yeah. What caught your eye, mate?
I've got absolutely nothing down. But do you know what did catch my eye? Was Canterbury losing. Love that.
I thought they played
Hawke's
well.
Hawke's Bay, though.
Hawke's Bay are just different level.
Yeah, they are.
I've put down here, Saracens, are they that good? Or are Bath that bad? There's been a lot of talk, Toby.
I think
about
a bit
Bath.
Of both.
Bath have underachieved ever since I've followed rugby.
Yeah.
They've never, ever done as well as they should. But over the last couple of years, you look at their players
cliff,
and
eh?
You go, they should be ripping it up.
Yeah.
But they don't. People are saying it's too comfy there. They've got this thing called the Farley House, which is their training facility.
Right.
And it's out of this world.
Is it
good? Literally like 5-star resort stuff.
Wow.
It's very, very nice. They've got a Stuart Hooper, their coach, who doesn't seem to be able to get a game plan together, motivate the players. I think they should do a Harlequins. They should bin off Hooper and they should just say, you've got enough experience in this team. It's over to you and it's on you now.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest to say, they're just not, the players aren't, they've got the players.
But they're not going to do that though, are they?
Well, they will.
No.
They will. Honestly, they will. They will. They'll do it. They will do it. They will get rid of Hooper. They can't do anything else. It's that bad. They have to do something. They've got the players. They've got the facilities.
Yeah.
They've got the ground.
Yeah, true.
They've got to get rid of him.
Hey, I've seen what you've put here, the Pacifica team. And that sort of got me thinking about, should they be in the NPC?
The Pacifica team?
Yeah. Do you think that'd be too good for the likes of...
I think that the NPC has made me think that this Pacifica team could be something relatively special because you've got a lot of boys playing NPC rugby who look quality.
Yeah.
Aren't given a chance because Braden Enor or,
oh God.
You know,
we need that draft system.
Correct. And these guys are going to have a route into Super Rugby.
Yeah.
And so it's basically going to mean that these Pacifica players who've wowed me over the last few weeks watching this are going to get an opportunity that they might not get. The Fiji Jura?
Yeah.
I don't know whether or not, you know, when you look at New Zealand's makeup, there's not a huge number of Fijians compared to Samoans, Tongans.
Yeah.
So I don't perceive there to be as much crossover, but I would imagine the Pacifica team to be made up of a number of these Samoan and Tongan lads who play their rugby in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be really, really good.
Well, I hope so. It'll be interesting to see how it goes.
Definitely. Leicester. Nandolo.
Yeah.
So you know the new rule, the 50-20?
Yes.
They're playing that in the Premiership as well. So what's happening is they're having to leave their wingers back. And that means that George Ford is crossing the ball to Nandolo, right? And Nandolo's got like 20 metres to run at the winger. All I've got to say is when they do those crossfield kicks and he catches it, the opposition go, oh.
Watch out.
Oh, no.
Winger.
I've got a brown stain in my trousers. Well, yeah. Imagine that. Imagine if you're opposite him.
You'd want to eat up that space quickly. You'd want to sprint towards him.
But you can't. That's the problem. You've hung back because of the rule change. It's just like a green light. Big wingers are back, mate. Big wingers will be back. That's all I've got to say.
Is that a world rule, though?
Well, yeah, it's going to be interesting. They need to bring it into the international.
Big wingers will come back.
Yeah, because we saw it in the rugby championship. So will it be in the Six Nations?
Mm.
They're a little bit slower to adapt to these things.
Well, they're more traditional, aren't they?
But it's awesome for running rugby because if they hold them back, then there's a pass there out wide to run into that space. If they bring them up, there's the kick through. You get a line out and they're 22.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant rule change.
It is a good rule, yeah, you're right.
So the only one I've got is there's some interesting rule changes. Video referee decisions over the weekend, and it's just a shame to hear that we're still getting it wrong. So we had the Quins basically losing on some dodgy decisions, in my opinion. And the Connacht versus Munster game, they lost. Connacht lost. Because of some dodgy decisions as well. So that's really it from what caught my eye over the weekend.
Okay, good. It's quite a lot, actually.
Oh, the only other one is Bath, right? So Bath are the most disjointed group ever. How to make them more, you know, together as a team?
I don't think, no, the answer's not him.
Danny Cipriani. What you do is, no one really gets on with each other. So what we do, we put on a little bit of spice into the mix.
We'll put the spoon in the pot and we'll stir it.
We'll stir the absolute living daylights out of it. So he hasn't gone down well.
We've got a good listener's question.
Yes, we have. Are you going to cover that one, mate?
Yes, I will.
We are down to one bar of power.
So we need to get a wriggle on.
And what I might do is I might pause it here.
Why?
Then restart just in case we run out of gas.
Okay, so listener's question. Many thanks, lads, for the weekly podcast. I just wanted to email in. I've wanted to email in for a few weeks, so here we go. If you were putting together a team to play in the new 12-a-side, six forwards and six backs, who would be in your team?
The only restriction I will impose is that players can't be Kiwis.
Yeah,
and I know what you're like, Toby.
See, I don't
Brian
get that.
From the UK.
Brian.
Big B.
Big B.
Big B, mate. So I've gone here. Shall I run through mine?
Yes.
And then you can disagree
and then
with me.
Yes, I can.
So I've gone.
Shall I disagree with you as you say it or at the end?
At the end.
Okay, fine.
So I've gone Stephen Kitsoff. The Ninja, South African, Dane Coles from New Zealand, Taliela Tupo, fantastic tournament he's had.
Yep.
Matera at four, Brody Retallick at five, Artie Sevier at eight. Dynamic forward pack that. DuPont.
Yeah.
Marcus Smith at 10.
Now that threw me, but I liked it.
Karevi at 12, Semi Ranradra from Fiji and 13, Colby on the wing. and DMac/Will Jordan at fullback. I'm going to go DMac.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you've sat on the fence with that one, haven't you?
I'm going to go DMac, but I could see a place for Will Jordan in my squad.
Yes, I see what you mean.
So you've gone and you've tried to blow me out the water. And
I haven't tried to blow you out the water.
Yes, you have. You've tried to make me feel like an inferior human being.
What?
Tell me where I've gone wrong, Tobes.
So I don't. I'm just going to. Other suggestions. I would, instead of Stephen Kitsoff, I would go Malcolm Marks.
The only problem with that, mate, is Malcolm Marks plays at hooker.
Yes. Don't care. This is an adapted game.
Oh, I see what you're doing
this
there.
This is an adapted game.
You're going to play him out of position, but he's still strong enough and big enough and tough enough to go there.
Exactly. But I think he's got better handling than the props. He's better over the ball. He's more dynamic.
I give you a bit of that. Go on.
Okay. And then I would have gone...
Pooper Scooper. He can't go Pooper. You still need a line out, man.
Just listen.
He's too small.
Just listen. I'd go Artie...
Put him on some stilts.
Yeah. I'd go Artie Sevilla at four. Pooper at eight.
I see what you've done there.
Yeah, thank you. I like DuPont. I like Marcus Smith.
Yeah.
Like that. And then potentially at fullback, Beauden Barrett.
Yeah.
He's got the wheels. He's got the experience.
But DMac, come on.
I know.
Hips.
But that's why that's why I've got question mark. Because you could have any of those three.
Question mark. I like that. Do you want my question to you?
Yes.
Is there anyone playing currently in the world that you'd want to watch? Would you want to go to the ground live to see them play? Example, Jonah Lomu. When he played, it was like, oh, got to go and see Jonah play.
Yeah.
Is there anyone in the world now that you'd go, I'll pay my money to go down and watch him play?
See, no one springs to mind straight away.
Not Jordy Barrett.
No. But no one actually just
King Carlos, another one that, you know, when he was playing, it's like, wow, got to go down and watch him play.
I would have liked to have gone see Ma'anonu playing for the Coast.
Yes.
That would have been cool. But no one sort of springs to mind. You know, maybe Daniel Carter would have been a good one. Richie McCaw.
No, I don't. Dan Carter, no.
No?
No. He wasn't. I mean, he was an amazing player, but he wasn't someone or Richie McCaw. They wouldn't go to watch them.
No, I probably wouldn't watch. I'd probably watch Daniel Carter, though. I would have potentially watched Beauden Barrett in his better days.
Heyday, he was God.
Rico Ioane probably would have watched him in his heyday when he was scoring about 10 tries
Christian
a game.
Cullen.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. So no one at the moment.
No one at the moment.
I agree. Absolutely agree. Mm. So your question to me?
Yeah, it's very small. Which Prem team?
What's small?
Which Premiership team would you want to coach?
Oh, Bath.
Oh.
The only way is up. You couldn't go wrong.
Unless you get relegated, then it's down.
No, it's a ring fence season.
Is it? No, it's not, is it?
It is, yeah.
Because
they've got the team. They've got the team. They've got facilities, as I say. And they can't do any worse than they're currently doing.
No.
So I'm always one for making myself look better than I actually am.
Oh, awful. Right, mate.
Leicester would be pretty good, actually.
Leicester
would be pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. Right, do you want me to go first or do you want to go first?
Mate, you always go first, okay. Let's be honest.
So mine is Ranfurly Shield.
Ooh, like this. Mm. Hawke's Bay have currently got it.
Who has won the most consecutive
Auckland
Ranfurly Shield games?
Auckland. Easy.
Canterbury.
Auckland.
Wellington.
Auckland.
Hawke's Bay.
Auckland.
Or Auckland.
I'm going to give myself
How
a
many?
I think it was like 150 something in a row.
Well, you're wrong. A very long way.
What was it?
61.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. Oh, I'm still right though, mate. I'll give myself another one. There you go.
Now, are your ones this week easier or harder?
Easier.
Okay.
They're actually something that you might know about.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. We're narrowing down the world of rugby somewhat. So, What is the new rugby competition that New Zealand, Australia, Fiji and the Pacifica team are going to play in?
Okay.
What's its name?
Yep.
Is the name Pacific, the Pacific Championship, Super Rugby Pacific, or Pacific Rugby Championship?
Oh,
which one is it?
Mate, I would
A,
never.
B or C.
Can you go through them again?
You've got specific Pacific Championship.
Okay.
The Pacific Championship. Super Rugby Specific.
Damn it. Are you feeling okay?
I'm so sorry. And the Pacific Rugby Championship.
I don't know. I'm going C.
You would be wrong, mate. Is it it's the Super Rugby Pacific.
What was the last one then?
Pacific Rugby Championship.
Oh, okay. Well, I meant B, but I got it wrong.
Yeah, well, I'm really glad because our super podcast is a Super Rugby podcast. And now people will still look for the Super Rugby because it's Super Rugby Pacific, not right. Specific.
Right. Who held the Ram Furley Shield for the longest time?
Auckland.
Is that your final answer?
Oh, I must be wrong because you can't. They did. They held it for. What do you mean? Who have held it for the most?
For the longest time.
In one run?
Yes.
Oh, Auckland.
Oh. Okay, well, you're wrong.
Am I?
Yeah, you are. Southland. 8 years. They held it for 8 years.
What? The Ram Furley Shield?
Yeah. The Ram Furley Shield, they held it for 8 years, 10 months, and 23 days.
That Southland?
Southland.
Oh, you're wrong, mate.
Nah.
You're wrong.
I'm not wrong. Do you know what?
You're wrong.
I'm not wrong.
You're wrong.
Nah, I've got it here.
Southland. But did they steal it or something?
It was in 1938. During the war. They took it to battle. Captain America.
Bush.
Who held it for the shortest amount of time?
Oh, well, there are a number. Otago held it for one game. There's a lot that they only held it for
one
game.
No, I want to know like days.
Oh, I think it's Otago. Like
no,
5 days.
Hawke's Bay, 6 days.
Oh.
Mm. Highest score?
No idea.
139-5. That was Auckland.
Yeah.
Most tries, 23.
Wow. Right, my question to you, mate. The All Blacks squad going to Europe, playing against the America, the great USA, USA. How many players in the travelling squad? No staff included.
It's like 45. Oh, sorry.
Is it 30, 35, 39, or 40?
39 or 40?
Yeah.
That's so dumb. I don't know, 40, 39
or 40.
I don't know.
39 or 40. Go for it. 39. Oh.
I
got the theme song. There we go.
Yes, I got it right. You made a hash of that.
I did, mate, but I don't mind making a hash of that. Because I make a hash with you, and that's okay with me. Mate, you are joint. We're joint winners this week, but you've probably got the nudge over me because my last week's questions were so bad.
Thank you.
That's it, mate, for another
that
week.
Is it.
Hopefully we've entertained everyone at home, especially after the terrible start that you got off to, hashing that, listeners.
Well, that's a, you know, I think you've been a bit harsh on me there, aren't you?
Well, someone's got to be, mate. Someone's got to bring you back down to earth with the size
that's
of head
that you have.
That's
what the missus is for.
As well as other things.
Oh.
Didn't say that. I'm cutting that out of the podcast.
Right. Until next time.
As always,
see you later.
Catch ya. Bye.
Podcast Network. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.